Hi, everybody. Matt from Caustic here, your friendly neighborhood Caustic. This is Caustic's Detox. Yay, we're finally doing one again, meaning me, because I've been a lazy motherfucker, and I've had too much shit to do, so get off my case, you don't pay for this. Why am I talking in falsetto? I'll stop. This is the second, actually I guess third technically, of the commentary tracks I'm putting up. I did the first episode was And You'll Know Me by the Trail of Vomit, which was kind of a depressing one. Unicorns, Kittens, and Shit is a lot more fun because I'm drunk. We're all drunk, amazingly so, and we'll continue that with Booze Up and Riot. This was done in 2007, 2008, maybe 2008? When Booze Up and Riot came out. This was a bigger CD for me. It had the title track, Booze Up and Riot, which was really big in terms of people getting into Caustic and really enjoying it. It's always kind of the song we end sets with. We enjoy playing it. I always fuck up the lyrics, but it's a song called Booze Up and Riot, so all you got to do is nail the chorus anyway. What's been going on in Caustic land? Yeah, so I've been really busy. I haven't had a chance to do another detox. I'm hoping to get the ear of Angel Spit when they come through town and Unwoman. Really haven't been a lot of people around. I also just haven't had much time. As I mentioned a couple times, haven't had much time. Real life has been busy. I've been working on a lot of different stuff for Caustic. Prude is finally coming together, which is the project from Jared, from ChemLab, myself, Phil InfoCollapse, and Mark Plastic of Plastic Heroes. And those guys are all pretty much part of ChemLab, touring, if not in the studio as well. And we actually now have Howie Beno, I don't know how to pronounce it, from 13 Milligrams, but also the guy who's engineered everyone from the Jonas Brothers to Ministry. So we've got him on board, who's going to be our Dave Rave Ogilvy of sorts, and he'll be doing programming, producing, and we are ridiculously psyched to have him on board. So if you're listening to this, Howie, welcome. Welcome to the party. It's only taken us 4 or 5 years to get to this party, but it'll be well worth the wait, hopefully, because we're all very excited about it now. We got some fresh energy in on it with Howie being involved, so we're all reinvigorated after feeling really burnt out that it hasn't come out yet, because it is something we've worked on for a long time. Parasite Twins, another thing we've been working on a long time. I have no fucking clue when that's coming out. I gotta get other Brian, meaning non-Gothsicles Brian, in the studio to do some stuff, to get some production going. The Causticles is kind of moving slowly but surely ahead between the Gothsicles, Caustic, and all of our other stuff. We're busy guys. But this is the Booze Up and Riot commentary. I won't talk anymore. Booze Up and Riot, fun CD. We fucked up and actually didn't have the actual music in the mix for this when it actually came out, so I've fixed that. So now you'll actually get to hear the music underneath everything, because this is like a DVD commentary if this is the first time you're hearing this. So we all, a bunch of us, get together, we just talk about the tracks and make fun of each other, and my mom and wife are home. This is Booze Up and Riot, Caustic's Detox. Enjoy.
We're going?
Yes.
All right, we're going. All right, hi. Hello. Welcome to the Booze Up and Riot commentary tracks. This is Matt Finale, a.k.a. Caustic. Introduce yourself around while we're listening to Jared do his intro to this cool thing. So, starting to my right.
I'm Eric Ayler. I'm in Null Device, a friend of Matt's, and I mastered the album and did some other shit, but I don't remember what.
Mostly just the yeah.
And you just toasted the microphone, even though nobody can see it.
Cheers,
we're all
Mike.
Toasting the mic.
Yeah, toasting
while we're
the
talking,
mic. I am so. Drinking Schmidt's Ice today.
Yeah, sorry, I have to do our booze. I'm Dan Clark, and I'm also drinking Schmidt's Ice. I'm in the Dark Clan, and I'm in Stromkern, and I'm in the Gothsicles, and I probably irritate other people in other bands too.
And you played with Caustic too.
I did
at
play
Reverence.
With Caustic. God knows why you let me.
I don't know
why you let me do that. Because I got on and promptly obliterated the monitor.
Yeah,
I couldn't hear anything.
It was a little loud, but that's okay.
Yeah, me and Jason
I had
just
four
looked
years
at each other and cracked up
yeah.
and stopped playing.
All right, next up.
I'm just somebody that they found on the street and dragged in.
That's my wife, Sigrid, who decided to join us today.
Mrs. Matt.
Mrs. Me.
She's drinking something good. That would be Mike's
Yeah, we're all drinking shit, but my wife's drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Well, it's a premium malt beverage with
yes,
natural
it is.
Flavors.
It is premium.
Oh, natural flavors, shit.
It's, all right, it's not
that
so,
good.
Kat? Hi, I'm Katya. DJ, I can't.
You're cut run. Off.
I'm drinking Boone's
Unsubscribe.
Farm, and it's already had some effects, I think. Boone's Farm Snow Creek Berry, flavored apple water product.
I actually chose that because I drank it in college a lot.
It's actually really good. That's
you giant vagina.
It was $3. Under $3.
It's cheap. All right.
What's up? My name is Brian. You know, Dark NES for stage name purposes. But Gothsicles and Caustic. Caustic Live. But
Causticles.
I'm in those Causticles,
bands too.
Yeah. Yep.
I slammed my way into Caustic.
Way to screw that up.
No. All right, well, what you're... What,
and I'm drinking OE.
Oh, yeah, and he's drinking Old English. So what we're listening to right now is the first track. Jared from Chem Lab was kind enough to do this. We met him at Black Sun Festival a year ago.
That's the song or track is about.
It's kind of about, yeah. And I emailed him, and I didn't get a response because I emailed him over MySpace. And then, like, 2 months later, he's like, oh, shit, I would have loved to do this. Can I still do it? And I was like, oh, yeah. And so he was nice enough to throw this together, and it's awesome. And for a fun trivia note, I actually asked Sasha from KMFDM to do an intro track or an epilogue track, and he never got back to me.
I wonder why not.
Yeah, that's so, it's such a surprise.
Yeah. So this is the opening track.
Was that
track.
Poster pre the thing?
Oh, that was very post. That was okay. Post all the debacle. And then now we're going into the intro, the first track, the title track, Who's Up in Riot.
So no longer the intro.
No, exactly. And that's it, right there.
Yeah.
Listen to it. Oh, yeah. The original bass line for this was from a song called Used Sex Toys that I was going to put on my last album, but I never got around to it, and then I decided to make a hardcore song.
It's pretty hardcore.
It talks about boozing up.
And boozing.
And actually, the opening line from this, for more nerd knowledge, is from a Tool interview. Maynard actually said that you piss me off, I start a riot. And that was inspiration for me to write the rest of the song.
But Maynard's like 5'7".
Yeah, but he's
weighs
awesome.
150 pounds.
But he's
got
awesome.
Really nice legs.
That would be a very tiny
nice
riot.
Leg.
What? I saw some picture of Maynard. I think you posted it.
Yeah, he's got really
wearing,
nice
like,
legs.
A dress, and he had these, like, massively sculpted.
Yeah.
When he's got the fake boobs on.
Yeah,
it's pretty hot. It's like Girl Bunny. I totally do.
You're kind of Maynard-y right now. Dan's got a fucking cowboy hat on that he's rocking factory style.
It's white.
Factory style.
On my steel horse I ride.
Because Dan went to Texas a couple weeks ago and always wanted a hat.
I did want a hat because I look good in cowboy hats.
He does look kind of pretty.
You gotta admit it.
You look kind of like Owen Wilson.
You kind of got a Brokeback Mountain looking going on. Yeah.
Hi, Eric.
So,
why can't I quit you, Eric?
I've seen your sack so many times.
Yes, you have. This is true. So, you think he's joking, but he's not joking.
I'm not.
And this live, this has been a big fun song to do.
This one is fun to do, except for when, like, I yell wrong and I break my voice.
Yeah, Kat's broken her voice during this.
Chipped her tooth to.
Yeah, you.
No, that was mutilated.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this song, I think maybe gotten through the actual lyrics once. I've taken now that
shout at the end.
Yeah, I just
like on that fucking thing we did with Blue. We like we're trying to do Straight Outta Compton, and it turns into
I start scatting. I don't know the words.
You even boned the lyrics when I had you come up when I did my whack ass.
Yeah, the Dark Clan, which is Dan's band. They did an actual full band version of this, and I totally was not. I didn't time it right in my head.
That was awesome.
Because we hadn't rehearsed. So well, I mean, I was just off on
it
timing.
It was kind of a surprise.
It was kind of, hey, Matt, get up on stage. We're gonna do this.
Right. Exactly.
And it was fucking awesome.
You barely had time to mummify yourself in the mic cable.
I did. So, but this was kind of a different direction for what I've been doing, and I like it a lot. So I'm gonna try and do more stuff like it.
Cool. Like a punk rocky
kind of like punk rocky hardcore. Used from listening to a lot of free stuff. That was the end of the song. That is the end of that song.
That's a fast song.
Yeah, it's a short song.
Like 2:30. What's
now,
this one?
This is Kill AFI.
They started it,
which was written as a joke.
Have you gotten flack for it?
Yes, I have. I wrote it as a joke because AFI does a song called Kill Caustic, so I pretended to do a retribution track. I'm doing parentheses in the air. For that, and I actually never really listened to AFI except for outside of a few things. I've heard the actual song Kill Caustic, but it's not about me. But I thought it would be funny if it was about me. So,
when you met him,
or we met in curly brackets.
Right? Yeah. You know, how do you do curly brackets? Then you gotta kind of.
We're doing.
I don't even know what's going
like
on right
the,
now.
The equivalent of finger quotes in the air and a fucking audio commentary.
Well, it's like we all toasted it.
Yeah. Oh, I meant quotation marks. Oh, fuck it, whatever. Anyway. So, but the point is, I got some flack from AFI fans, but a lot of people thought I was like really serious. Like I hate AFI when I don't even care about them. Well, I mean, I'm not. You know, I have nothing against them, but we were able to meet Davey Havoc when we were in San Francisco.
And that was awesome.
And it was fucking rad. And he's a super nice guy. And he like knows who Caustic is. And is like,
yeah, he said he saw a Caustic.
Yeah, he's like,
sticker.
I saw a Caustic bumper sticker in Berkeley.
And
like,
I probably pissed on it, but
he didn't piss on it. He's a totally nice dude.
And I asked him if he was in a band.
And Sigrid didn't know who I was.
And then
that's
I asked him if
funny.
It was
And he She's was like, who is that?
And
I'm like,
he gets called out by name in Nattersville, though.
Didn't he wear like a pink coat or something? Like a
and
pink...
at the end,
what?
Oh,
wasn't he wearing like a pink coat?
Yeah, he was wearing like a pink Hello Kitty or something or other.
Yeah.
Davey's cool.
Why do you have a little Motorola and a pager over there?
So
I can talk about
it. So, yeah, that's why this song, what this song was written for.
Is this gonna like make any sense? Because we got like three countries.
I don't know. Let's reel it in, everybody.
Reel it in, everybody. What's the fucking cocksuckers from?
The fucking cocksuckers from Deadwood.
Of course it's from Deadwood.
Deadwood? I've sampled from Deadwood for two CDs and never... I've seen only the first episode of it.
Really?
I've just found samples online. I know, I gotta... I mean, it sounds vulgar. And
but yeah, they say cocksucker. It's like a caustic album.
Every other word. Yeah, I think I sampled it for... Hitler Ruined That Mustache for Everyone on the last CD. But this has been a fun track to do, and we jump around and scream a lot. But I have nothing against AFI; it was just a joke. But it's just weird because of that I've gotten to meet like AFI.
Yeah,
I should do it for bands like fuck Ministry in the Mouth or
right.
Like Screw Joy Division, and maybe Ian Curse will come back from the dead.
Ministry in the Mouth.
I can see you doing that.
I could.
God.
Not writing the song, actually.
Actually, fucking Ministry in the
Ain't
Mouth.
Ain't got time.
That'd be awesome.
Suck your way.
So. I'm trying to think if there's any good live stories of us doing this.
Fist pump a lot during this one.
Yeah, in this song, I have the fucking cocksuckers as my sample, so...
Fist pump.
Oh, I thought you said face pump.
I did too. I did think about it.
It's tough. Love That Taint has like no breaks in it, so that one's tough to do live, because you just gotta keep going the whole time.
You gotta go.
This one actually has like a break in it.
So this is Mutilate.
This is the one that you actually...
This is the song that Kat chipped her tooth to in Infest, was it?
Yeah, it was in Infest. And you can see it on YouTube if you look up Caustic Infest.
Oh, really?
You actually see me chipping my tooth. And then
of blood.
It's like halfway through the song and then I stopped.
I didn't know she was right above my head.
But here's the thing. During the first Caustic show in 2004, I chipped the tooth on the mic during Minotaur, screaming during Minotaur, a song of mine. And
Minotaur!
Yeah.
And no, then Kat chipped her tooth. Yeah, so Brian somehow lost a cap and he has this like weird malformed fucking midget tooth.
Pretty dumb. Hill Valley tooth!
He's got a hillbilly tooth. So if you're a regular live member of the band, you have to have a fucked up tooth, apparently.
Yeah, so if you ever bring in like Eric Gottesman you have to punch him in the mouth.
In the head. But this is Mutilate was written. This is
started because of tooth. We were going to Sound and Fury.
Well, the lyrics came about because of the way the vocal thing. The song came about because I wanted to do like a Terror EBM track because I thought it'd be funny to do because they all sound very similar to me a lot of the time. But the lyrics came about, or the lack of lyrics came about when we were playing this thing called the Sound and Fury Festival in Kenosha, Kenowhere, Wisconsin.
Kenowhere.
And we played it with Raised in Black and Bella Morte and Cruciform Injection and Sensuous Enemy.
Good.
And it was the one that it was a lockdown and we couldn't drink or leave the premises.
God. Oh, that show, yeah.
So I ended up trying to eat as many bananas on stage as I could. But on the way back, it was hard to eat that many fucking bananas. Bananas, though.
I had the wig, and it was the Alice in
Yeah, that's what that's
Alice
the
Alice Chain show.
That was where he was Alice in Wonderland, and I was Snow White. And there's the little animated GIF on my MySpace page where I'm trying to rip the costume off, but it was actually well sewn. Anyway,
I the bananas in my face because of the wig, though.
Yeah.
Sensuous Enemy got food poisoning.
Yeah, Sensuous Enemy got food poisoning. Oh, it was a hard night. It was funny in retrospect, but anyway, on the way back we were I was making fun of the way a lot of Terror EBM. Was it Tactic? No, I think it was Cyclone 9.
I don't have any Cyclone 9 on my iPhone.
I don't know. It was something was getting played. It was a Noitech band, and I've got nothing against Noitech, but I was just screaming and really going, yah, yah, yah! That's all it sounds like to me. And then I was actually trying to write real lyrics for this song, and I was going to do it at Reverence last year, and I couldn't come up with anything that sounded good or worked or wasn't stupid. So I just actually decided to just scream pya 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 a lot for the song, and it
you gotta
was...
You got to do that at the mic next time. We're trying to.
And it went over well. So... Cats.
Not only that, but then I could like dodge it.
I'll tell you when I've had enough.
I'll tell you if you're drunk. So how that's how the lyrics came about. It came out from an inside joke, and then I was gonna start translating all these actual lyrics and writing out the gibberish, and I was gonna include them in Who's Up and Riot, but then I got lazy and realized it was more fun to pretend like if somebody asked me what they mean, go, I just leave it up for your own interpretation.
Put it on the website. Say, I'd like you to send in your just own like
that,
interpretation.
That Eddie Vedder bullshit. Or, I'm sorry, that Ned bullshit.
Ned
from Strom Kern can't remember his own lyrics, and that's why he fucking asks people to interpret his lyrics for him so he has something written down.
He seriously does it?
Nah, yeah, Eric, I asked Ned because Eric was Eric was throwing in a part of Bruins.
Yes.
He was Eric. Null Device does a little part of a Strom Kern song during, what was it, during Footfalls?
During Footfalls,
and he normally did Night Riders, which is easy, but we were trying to figure out what Ruin was, and I emailed Ned to be trying to sneaky, like, hey, dude, what is this part? And he's like, I don't know, I just leave it up to people's interpretation. And then I'm like, dude, you don't know your own fucking lyrics, do you? He's like, no. So Ned from Strom Kern doesn't know his own lyrics, and he can't sing stand-up live anymore.
And he's a dick.
And he's a pussy face.
No, he's actually one of them.
He's Professor Pussy Face.
Professor Ned.
All right, so that's Mutilate.
The first time I met him,
I
totally fanboyed out on him. It was really funny.
You're the guy I was drunk when we talked about Tricky a lot. But in the demo version of this, my dog is freaking out in the background because I'm screaming in falsetto, and you can hear he's barking in like a heavy delay.
Hey, this is another song.
This is awesome.
This is actually...
Is this the end of Mutilate?
Yeah, this is the end of Mutilate where they're freaking about how meaningful my music is. This is actually from a K-Rock broadcast of people freaking out about Morrissey. And I pulled it off of this because I think
Shiny Black Shoes.
I think Bannon, Bannon.
There's no Morrissey fans here, so you can
I'm a Morrissey fan.
Go right ahead.
But that's where I grabbed this sample from, with some little girl freaking out about the Mazur.
The mozzarella.
I saw
a big Mazur stick.
Okay, now we're recording. Okay.
Are we recording again?
Yeah.
You can talk. All right, we had a small glitch with our system.
Yeah, now it's bad.
Now this is Industrial Mustache right again. The sample is from Super Troopers. Now we're all caught up with what we actually said. I like this song because this is the song that's perfect because of Kat.
Mm-hmm.
This is the song that
because she I let a small circle of
his worst songs and mustaches.
Oh yeah,
you know Sega told me his secret formula for how he remixed your music
was getting drunk
because he remixed Booze Up and Riot. He said so. Nah, dude. Say
oh,
so I figured
this
the
is
only
Sega,
way
Sega
I could
from
do it,
Iris.
I'm totally calling out the Bizzler. He said the only way I could do it was actually to booze up and riot. So I drank like a case of beer, and I turned on all these bizarre effects, and I just kind of let them run. That's
great. It's a fucking awesome mix.
Sure is, because it's the
It's like this breakcore drum and bass.
Audio Damage Replicant figures heavily.
It's fun stuff.
Is that like a plug-in or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the one where like the voice is like randomly speeding up and feeding back on itself and doing all this like gibbering and shit. I just have this image, now that I've seen Sega's apartment, of him just blitzed out of his skull.
Are you still using Fruity Loops mostly?
Yeah, I'm still using Fruity Loops. And the wow in this is actually me going, wow! I recorded me doing that.
Speaking of like,
wow! So that's not actually a sin.
That's
complete. Yeah,
that's really mundane. I was hoping for a much better. I was hoping you were saying like.
Oh, and but
that's
it was
the chick that I killed in my studio.
That was I got. I, that was after I ate
Sigrid,
a squirrel.
Okay, that's.
Then so I finished eating its tail and went, wow,
squirrel ass tastes good.
Fur mouth.
This squirrel is factory style.
I worked it in again for you.
You did. You're a dick.
Just for you.
So. So this is the Industrial Mustache Ride, which we've never done live.
No.
The reason we've never done this live...
We'll tell you later.
The reason this has never been done live is
we'll tell you later the reason we've never done this live.
This is the reason.
Oh, we've not done this one live, have we?
Everybody,
no, we've never done it live, because I always wanted live drums for it, actually.
The corporate
I always wanted somebody on, like, congas and stuff.
Shut up, this is important. The corporate motto for Schmidt's Ice is, the brew that grew with the Great Northwest.
Underneath it said it's cheap, so people buy it.
Yes,
there are fish on the label.
There are fish on the label, and it does taste vaguely
fishy.
It's got that
like fish.
Got the hint that, like, of salmon. Foil, like,
yeah, it's not as bad as sterling or whatever that stuff is. That's like, yeah, it feels like
we could try to do that. The drums with the
I'm totally getting a Chinook salmon kind of vibe.
We played that show
in
Electro Fest in Cleveland, and the live drums. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough time to practice.
Yeah, we did live drums for the Cleveland show, which I actually apologize for in the liner notes.
You played with the sailboat. We played with the pirate ship.
Yeah.
That one was my bad.
The fantasy in Cleveland.
I was way too loud.
And Jeff and Bob from Sensuous Envy did live drums, but they failed to practice, and they failed to understand that their songs are much slower than Caustic's, and their hands were, like, bleeding all over the place. And we were all so off. And it was probably the worst.
We were the last band of the night, I think, right?
I think we were headlining, yeah, which is weird.
No, it looked kind of 5% for us, didn't it?
Was it?
I don't know, maybe. I don't remember too much. It was pretty fucked up.
But we were all kind of fucked up. And it was not a good show.
That's what you do.
I regret that show, only that I wish we had time to practice.
That, yeah. Well,
but it was still fun.
Lot.
It was a good time. That was like.
I had maracas.
Yeah, you had maracas. We had a lot of dumb shit.
The set went really well. That was a CD release.
That's where I wanted to play. That's right. That's where I also wanted to play kickball with the or dodgeball with the audience.
Yeah. And I had a. You just made the audience go away.
Yeah, I had a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger ball, and we meant to start. I wanted to start a dodgeball fight with the audience.
People got scared.
It was in my car for like a year after that.
Yeah, it's in our house somewhere.
All right, okay. This is
All Your Heroes Are Dildos.
I like this song name.
Yeah. With as a sample from Run Ronnie Run. Run Ronnie Run. Mr. Show, Run Ronnie Run. This is Bob Odenkirk, who of course gave me permission to use every one of these samples.
Thanks, Bob.
This is my I thought I was ministry for a song.
You know, halfway through a second can of Schmitz, you just go like right to the hangover headache. You don't even get a buzz.
I know.
You just kind of go.
Well, you should stop being a pussy.
Well, we've been.
What, you have a cowboy hat on, you vagina.
This is me and Dan's third day of the week.
You're talking my language.
Every time.
I also got whiskey if you need it.
Oh, you still got something to try.
I could be wrong.
It kind of sounds like it's got that gimme damage.
It's using some of the same guitar sounds.
I'd like to survive long enough to go home.
That's the pussy stuff Chuck drank last year.
Oh, there's
Yeah, I got him sangria.
24 ounces.
Yeah, Chuck Spencer.
That might be next.
Chuck Spencer, who was with us last year, is no longer with us.
He's no longer with us.
He died.
Chuck died in a terrible.
Or he moved to Baton Rouge.
Self asphyxiation.
And we actually
sex accident.
We actually wanted Jason Mendiff, who's also a big part of Caustic Live shows, to be a part of this, but unfortunately with our scheduling, he wasn't able to do it because he has moved to Reno.
And I know that Chuck
is dead
because I killed him.
Everyone who loves Caustic leaves.
That is why he's dead.
As Kat clicks two big things of Boone's Farm.
What was that?
She was toasting herself.
Oh, right, okay.
Dan just farted.
Thank you so much for that.
You just farted factory
Milwaukee
style.
Yes.
That's like the fourth one, actually. Y'all
I know
just
it is. I heard another one earlier. I hope the mic picked up your farting on the commentary.
That one kind of smells like a burnt potato chip, actually. Y'all should come over here and...
Thanks.
I'm actually just sniffing into my Schmitz to not have this smell. I'm actually smelling this acrid beer.
Salmon.
Salmon beer.
Totally
going on right now. No, there's like a vocal sample that you just delayed, or is that just...
I don't know.
Is there music playing or something?
That's what I get for trying to bring it back to Caustic.
No, I think there's just like... It was probably something I sped up. A lot of shit is just stuff I speed up. Most of the noises I make on these things are just aren't like... I don't use soft synth very often. So, a lot of it's just me fucking around.
Matt Finale only uses hard synths. Because soft synths are for fucking giant vaginas.
Yeah, see, I got you. Me, FTW.
I'm not disagreeing. So,
as well, you shouldn't.
I shouldn't. But yeah, I don't know how the wubbas come from. I don't know how I make it.
The amount
of alcohol consumed during the average Caustic album is like probably half of what gets consumed during Mardi Gras.
All I know is
so.
the gay sex you had running at Reverence got me way hot.
The gay sex running was...
Because one of those dudes...
Yeah, we had lumberjack
the best lumberjack blowjob technique I have ever seen.
Was that Sweet Homo Alabama?
It was pretty dope.
I don't remember what
it was.
It was Sweet Homo Alabama. Pretty great. Yeah, we had Robin of Gaywood at Indoctrination last year. So
and
this
then
is
somebody stole the fucking DVD. So if you're listening,
well, it's that good.
And you stole the fucking Robin of Gaywood DVD. I still have the fucking box.
Is this a different song?
This is Dog Dick Ugly. Okay. Where I found a bunch. This is a bunch of. This is Dog Dick Ugly.
Stop being professional.
And it was a song I did early on for the album. And it's got samples from like some like. Some like
Jesus, 50, woman?
Some 50s sex video. And a lot of there's the samples no towards the end are actually from barb. Kinsey. Hold on, I'll tell you a story. I fell asleep.
Matt, tell us a story.
I fell asleep in front of the TV and I was and I had the TV on and I woke up and the first thing I heard was I opened up my eyes and there Kinsey was on and then all he said all Liam Neeson
look
as
Matt,
Kinsey
Matt,
said
I'm
was
Matt,
what?
What's Kinsey?
Kinsey's a movie. Oh. And Liam Neeson just said, let's get back to masturbation. And actually, at that very moment, before I fell asleep, I'm like, I gotta use that. So then I fell right back asleep. But Kinsey, waking up at like 3 in the morning with Cinemax or Showtime, like. Whatever was on, I was inspired to
if
put
it was Cinemax or Showtime, you would have seen more tits.
Yeah, you have actually well, was, seen masturbation?
It might have been
other
masturbation.
Than just talking about
it would
it.
Have been strongly suggested by arm movements.
That's actually one of the things I love about most in
about
playing
Cinemax.
In caustic is that I'm on stage and the gay porn is projected out at the audience, so I don't you know have
you don't to, have to see gay
to
porn.
Watch it. I can watch it in the comfort of my own home.
That's
true.
One of the worst.
I know. By the way, I have your Robin of Gaywood DVD.
That's true.
I do
that's
have some of your porn though.
You have my porn? Yeah, you still have porn of ours.
Yeah. What do you?
Izolascope did an awesome
pirates.
Remix of
you
this.
You have the midget porn.
No,
yeah, who has the midget porn?
Pirates is actually...
We have the midget porn still.
I thought
porn,
we gave that away.
Yeah.
No, we didn't give away the midget porn.
To have $1 million budget.
Yeah, and that's
and
why we like it
boat,
back.
They used the boat illegally, too.
Really?
Like, they got the boat, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to go on, like, a charter. And then they all got on the boat and started fucking. And the people who were, like, running the boat were like, we'd like our boat back.
We're,
we're
just, not an international
we're
going to
have to splice this
yet.
In for the extra commentary on the Pirates DVD.
Splice this.
All right, I moved down to the sangria now.
Oh, so Kat threw... Are you through the whole bottle?
Yeah, this is like...
Kat went through an entire bottle of Boone's Farm within 5 tracks of the CD.
But it has like 2.1%.
I know what it has in it.
This is not very alcoholy. Like, I don't feel drunk.
I know, you wanted fruit.
I don't feel drunk, I just feel kind of disgusted.
Yeah, actually.
I feel vaguely annoyed.
I just feel like I have to go to the bathroom.
Where'd you get the name All Your Heroes Are Dildos from?
I was thinking about...
Stop that.
I was thinking about... No, I was thinking about bands that I like.
I'm the most professional
like
one.
Like Al Jorgensen and Steve Albini,
Ryan
and I'm like, they're all kind of assholes, and I just thought it was funny
no,
that it was all your
business. Nah, this is, for you just joining us, this is Dan and I's third day, my fourth this week.
Yeah,
getting
our third.
Really drunk.
Yeah,
so if we break into some... Because it's enough to establish the culture of inside jokes.
It
so
is.
Especially
since we ended up
in
the landfill.
We ended up at Landmark on Thursday.
And we bypassed the Killers for who?
The
Prince,
killer.
I think?
Was it Prince? Well, it was Prince, and it ended up being Guns N' Roses, which...
Oh, yeah, we walked
we
into Justin Timberlake, and then loaded
yeah,
up the jukebox with, like, GNR and Helmet.
They were playing our theme. I don't know what to do from there. We walked in and got some...
Yeah, that was a fucking
actually, hold on,
track.
Hold on, this is a really fast track, so I could... This song is called Bucharite, named after Jörg Bucharite, who did the Necromantic films. This song, though, the cool thing about this song, which I just wanted to say, is there's only one sound used in this song. There's only one sample, and it made the entire song.
Just
well, that's economical of you.
Yeah, so I used one song sound.
Is it
and
from
I,
Necromantic?
No, the sound is actually from a Ned's Atomic Dustbin. Out of nowhere.
Caustic saves
but
the
that sound that sound made every beat and every noise
you
in that.
Small
that's very Uwe Schmidt.
Yes.
Well, so that you was, know, that's that. Right is German for device, so I think
really?
That song was butt device.
Wow.
Which is close to null device.
It is, but
and actually, in the lyrics that I came up with for that song, I've had since college in my head.
That's why they were better than you.
Wait, there are lyrics in that one?
Yeah, I think I screamed sadomasochism makes me want to jism. Sadomasochism rocks me all night long. It's like something totally stupid that I thought of when I was like half asleep in a class.
Sir, you can stop now.
What's up?
We're on
Ned?
A new song.
I know.
What is this song?
I don't
song
even
is
know
this?
What song is this.
This is
Stand Up
by Strom
Kurr. Sick Living.
Ned
this
forgets
is,
the lyrics.
This actually.
This oh, we talked about that already.
This is has samples from Suicide Club and Bob Flanagan, who's like a tripped out sadomasochist feller.
You know, listening
he was
to this, you
that
are
Nine Inch Nails.
I realize I don't actually have a copy of this CD.
You don't have a copy of this
no.
CD?
I've played in Caustic for several shows.
Actually, you know what? That's true.
I never gave you a copy of this CD.
Before I played the show at Reverence, I had to go buy these tracks to learn them. So I supported you on iTunes.
We're learning now that Kat has never owned a copy of this CD.
Well, you gave me the, like, demo copy, and so I listened to it.
Yeah, but you always go to your hard drive and
stuff. They're all in, like, shrink wrap, and I can't touch them.
You gave me a copy of the CD.
I don't own a copy of the CD.
I gave you a copy of this CD.
For Christmas.
I gave you a copy.
happy anniversary, Tina.
Happy birthday. Here's some of my music you've heard a billion times.
That I made on your computer.
That I made on your computer.
Oh, yes.
Your computer from 1999.
Yep.
That's how they like to party.
Caustic's music is made on the most ancient, shitty computer. It should just might as well just be an Amiga.
But it's made with Fruity Loops.
It's made with Fruity Loops.
So really, that's...
It's not eating a lot of processor unless I put
Fruit
on...
Loops got
unless I put reverb on it, then it eats all the processor and I have to mix the whole track down into an MP3.
If I didn't need my desktop, I would...
It's okay.
Because you really need new computers.
Matt, if I didn't need my penis, I would just give it to you.
You have given it to me, Dan.
That's true.
Yeah.
But not for keys. That was more like a loan.
You didn't give me your computer.
He just kind of, it was a bloodless coup. It was nation building. This is nation building.
Let's get back to this awesome song. I actually like this song a lot.
Is there music?
Yeah.
I have headphones.
I can't hear it.
It's really quiet.
Because you kept having to turn it down.
Because it was way loud before. We'll turn it up a little. Anyway, this,
have we mentioned that I'm wearing a fucking awesome cowboy hat?
Yes, we have.
Okay, good.
But this song actually kind of deconstructs, sort of, towards the end. Like, I start warping it around.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Deconstruct.
I took some thought.
The last thing I had that was deconstructed was peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You had a deconstructed peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
It was all from Derrida and Foucault and shit.
Yeah. Shut up. So how do you deconstruct it, Matt?
I just did some stuff. Let's talk about Dan's hat more.
Let's talk about my hat and how goddamn good I look in my hat.
Yeah.
You don't look that great.
Does your lady think you look good in that hat, or does she just smile and nod like she does with your music?
She smiles and nods like everything else I do. That's pretty much how it's kind of like everybody else, really. But
that's okay.
As long as I'm in my little bubble of delusion.
You look like you should own a football team.
That would be
cool.
Or an oil field.
They would be the Upper Michigan Giant Vaginas.
Actually, with your curly hair hanging out the side, you kind of
look...
You
want to fuck me.
Yeah, I know. No, but I bet there's a video, like rodeo porn.
He looks like he should be in Queer Thunder.
You should be in
Queer Thunder!
I'm making devil horns at the mic right now, like, so hard.
Because we came up with... Last night we all went bowling.
You could have done them.
And we came up with a couple things.
I could have
done them. One was this queer. I said, for some reason, I said Queer Thunder, and then we decided that should be the name of a traveling Australian gay stripper troupe.
Queer Thunder.
And then I also came up with Broken Ass Hymen, which will just end up being a song.
I like Queer Thunder better.
Yeah, I did too.
At the Woo Mirage, everyone in Broken Ass Hymen can have those rumor tattoos that Aiden was talking about in England when we were playing Infest.
What?
Aiden, who was one of the guys I was working on.
Yeah, I remember.
Name drop.
And, thanks, Mark and Fitz and Infest. Oh, but his job is to go to,
I played with V&V and me and Ronan were hanging out talking about...
No, because V&V had their own room.
This is, his name
is... Is this still recording?
Yeah, this is Josh McAllister from Function 13's Kid.
That's awesome.
Yeah, his kids.
That's the best track on the record. So
his
far.
Kids said that great. I was a punk bitch. But the funny thing is, he actually did two versions of it because the first time he called me Matt Finale because he didn't pronounce my name right. I'm like, can you have him say it again called Matt Finale? And he did. So
nobody's going to get it otherwise.
Daniel McAllister is a little young. He's like four, I think. Or
and he
three.
Already knows how the world works.
And he called me a punk bitch.
Whose kid is that?
That's from Function 13.
Oh, okay.
Josh McAllister.
You know, in thinking about it.
No way.
Yep.
In thinking about it, Queer Thunder would probably, an encounter with Queer Thunder would probably lead to a broken ass hymen.
It could possibly.
Where can I find these guys?
I think that's how we came
Australia.
Up with it last night.
Yeah, my ass hymen was broken long ago. But, I mean, still, it'd be a good time.
Okay. So this is Spaff Injection. This is,
Welcome back.
Yeah.
What's Spaff?
Spaff is a British term for orgasming.
How can you inject an orgasming?
because it's better than staph infection.
Oh.
It's staph injection.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
No. I like to think that would be bad.
I'm sorry, I out-clevered you all. My friend Kate in England did. She came up with the title. This is the only song title I've ever taken from somebody and used into a song. Because I have tons of people that say, you should make a song called I Want a Pork Midget in the Button. And then I go, I don't want to do that song. They're like, why am I? I can come up with my own stupid song
this
title.
This is so clever, I'm going to have another
terrible
beer.
You should write a song called terrible Penis
beer,
Penis. Penis.
Eric, you need another terrible beer.
Yeah, you need another
terrible beer. I'm on number three already, man.
Yeah, we're drinking.
I'm on number two. I'm falling behind.
Can we just use the Colt 45 or perhaps the...
I'm gonna stick with this.
24 ounce of.
But maybe I'll have the ice house.
Yes, but
that's
so. And this house. This has.
All right, you FTW if you put that down.
This has a sample.
Tall yeah. Boy.
Good this luck. Is Sarah Michelle Gellar from Cruel Intentions, which for some reason I've sampled on both CDs too, which is weird. But the I'm a Killing Machine thing that comes up a little bit is actually this kid from Wundershowzen, which is the most fucked up funny shows ever made. And I
watched all of season one and part of season two with Chuck McKenzie.
It's just wrong.
Combi crazy.
You know, speaking of Sarah Michelle Gellar, I never knew that there was a Robot Chicken episode about Teen Titans.
Yes.
Yes.
Very funny.
Yes. Wait, she's on Teen Titans?
No, I just went from Sarah Michelle Gellar because they did the Scooby-Doo one in Robot Chicken.
Oh.
And then, like,
she's two always episodes a later, they did Robot the Chicken.
Yeah,
it
was pretty great.
You can't do that on
the phone. That was pretty dope.
So... Yeah.
Pad there.
I had a little pretty pad.
Sunlight
that pad
through
sucks.
The clouds.
Dan, you don't know pads.
I don't know.
Is that the spaff?
I only know the kind I wear.
Is this like one of those
to cover my giant
tone poetry
my
songs where like it's supposed to tell a story?
I don't know.
It tells you a story of someone spaffing.
Excellent.
You know, yeah.
I just thought it was funny.
Thing? That's almost the same font as the Nightwish logo.
I know.
That
do you have that font?
A cool CD.
Why is that?
Hey,
I just referenced myself.
Yeah, dude! We're totally in that band!
Fuck yeah!
Why'd you stick your armpit in my face?
Because it's hot.
Brian just stuck his armpit in
my face. He said, have a blast of pure hot pheromones.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, let's make out.
See, look, it worked. See?
Yeah. When the guys are named again, they get grabby.
I bet you're pretty.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you're
pretty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was
actually a song.
Extremely funny to me.
Pretend they get grabby.
You should write a song called I Bet You're Pretty, I'd Fuck You If I Wasn't So Drunk, Matt. You should totally do that.
If you remember
I'll write that.
The song that she said that
Emmanuel Lewis Whiskey did.
Like an example of a stupid song title people give you.
Well, given that what else I like on
I'd have a little
bit of Emily Raping a Muffin, was it?
Yeah. And
I didn't write that song.
I also saw the Surreal Life Lord of the Rings one.
Uh huh.
I did. Danny Moe.
Yeah, here's some more stupid caustic trivia. So we did a show at Cesium-137, and I decided to make it at the Inferno in Madison.
Okay.
And I didn't know it's a play, so I thought it'd be fun. It was Jason and I.
Okay.
And it was so fucking stupid, because I'm like, I want to do an all-request show. And I had people sign up for what songs they wanted to hear.
And everybody wrote down the Halloween song by Ministry.
Yes, they wanted me to cover that song. But I had all these songs that I had. Then I said, we'll make up a song. And then it was called My Shoe Farted or something.
It was something about Apollo. Things.
Yeah, Apollo, the guy who runs Inferno,
came up with
it.
The name.
And we did it, and I just kept screaming, someone farted in my shoe.
That's not very hardcore.
It was stupid. But then basically the song went as long until Jason couldn't stop, like, couldn't function anymore. He was laughing too hard. This is Bug Chaser.
That's a good one.
This is a good one.
Chaser.
This song is named after people, gay men with AIDS, who purposely infect other gay men.
No, I thought it was people who purposefully were looking to get
infected. Oh, they go looking to get infected. Chasing. I'm sorry, yeah, they're chasing.
Chaser.
They're people who want to get AIDS. It's people who want to get AIDS, and I thought that was like the most fucked up thing, and I wanted to write,
it's really terrible.
Kind of like Emmanuel Lewis Handjob, I wanted to write a song about
Emmanuel
something completely
Lewis
either stupid
handjob.
Or awful, and... So this is, I just thought it was a cool word. So this is a song essentially about
did
people trying to get AIDS.
Remix?
Yes.
I love how the snare switches.
I'll play it for you later.
Yeah, the snares fly back and forth.
Yeah, it's cool.
I got into panning more with this CD.
Yeah,
is it your lounge room?
I was going to try and steal that move.
Slow jam.
I was going to steal it from
you. I thought you already did the lounge version.
I did a lounge version of Incendiary.
This is the song that you yelled at me.
I never yelled at you.
Yeah, you did. You said... Don't play the songs, or don't play the sample so much in Bug Chaser.
I never yelled
at you. Stop playing your keyboard so hard.
Then I
stopped rocking so hard.
Then I slapped you in the boobs.
I only use hard synths.
If we're gonna make shit up about me, let's just make it like really bad. And then I threw you out of the van.
And chipped your
I didn't know we had a van.
It used
but
to
I
be
threw
about
you out
the
of
music,
it.
But now it's just about what you can
it was
take, you cunt.
No, you came up to me very seriously and said, Kat, don't play the samples.
Well, because you were.
Because I was playing a lot. So I didn't
yeah, but it wasn't yelling.
But you weren't yelling.
Like, I wasn't like, Kat, god damn it, stop fucking up Caustic's amazingly awesome show.
You are witnessing the breakup of Caustic.
Shut up, Dan. Fuck off, cowboy.
I'm not in your band. You
we're
gonna
break up factory style.
Yeah, we're gonna, yeah, I'm gonna kick you in the nuts factory style, you bucket of queers.
I am a
queer
bucket of queers.
Thundar, the
queer
barbarian.
Thunder.
Queer Thundar the
queer
barbarian.
Tell me about my ass, Hyman.
That did not just happen.
Somehow we just got.
Oh, it just got filky in here. It got bumpy.
Did you make references to Filk and the Fump?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God.
Brian, you're not wearing bumpy pants this time.
No, I'm not wearing
very,
I'm wearing
very
pants.
Disappointed.
They're smooth pants.
I can't rub them.
Can you pass me another beer?
My bumpy pants.
I am wearing pants.
Then Christ.
Oh, no, I don't want that much.
Well, that's all there is.
Okay, I'm going to drink a Colt 45.
Dig in. No, I'm wearing.
How far are we
through
the right
over there?
Cruciform injection hoodie.
What are those?
Cruciform injection.
I'm wearing a...
Name dropping.
This is the, actually, this is a fun song, because I've actually blown out circuits a couple times.
Oh, really?
We did this show at the Fight Club in Phoenix for Sadisco.
Hey, man, the first rule about Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
I can't. I don't give a shit. But we vibrated. We not only vibrated a monitor that was chained to the ceiling down. We blew out a circuit and we had to start this song again.
Chuck Palahniuk's only book.
Because we blew the place up.
Jason hit the sample too many times.
No, Jason doesn't hit the sample too many times. Only you do, you bitch!
Stop yelling at me!
Knock a face!
You know, the only thing Sega said to me after the first night, or after we played at Black Sun, was, Dan, where are your pants? Over and over and over again in the hotel room.
I heard that from
them. It was pretty great.
I couldn't hear you with the headphones.
Bug Chaser! Beer Chaser.
Dude, there's
if
this
Weird Al was ever to cover this song, he would call it Beer Chaser.
Oh, Factor Style, yeah.
My beer is Chaser. Factor Style.
It's like
right now I'm looking at Brian for approval and he's not giving it to
me. This one's fun to play live.
It is, because I get to hit the sample a lot.
Oh, Pat, god damn it, let it go!
Brian Graupner is a paid sponsor, paid to say that exact damn thing that he just said on Costco Music.
Well, on the Yamaha AN1X I had, it was like a ribbon controller that I'd use for this one, but that one
nerd.
Broke.
Nerd.
Whatever.
Shut up, Forster. Which
counterpoint?
Stop the hell.
Okay, hold on. Brian, what kind of keyboard did you have?
A Yamaha AN1X.
Okay,
sponsored by Yamaha.
We went up to Green Bay to do a show, and it was in a bingo.
That was with
a bingo
Scott
hall
from Beta Virus.
Scott from Beta Virus.
Song just ended.
I know. It's okay. It doesn't really have anything to do with the song. But the first thing we did. Oh, this is from my bachelor party.
Yeah.
This is from my actual bachelor party on a bus.
I had a bachelor party with a bunch of
Darren puppets. Darren record this?
Darren, yeah, our friend Darren recorded
Wait,
this.
Did you just say Gossicles are bitches?
No, I said he had a bachelor party with a bunch of puppets.
No, but it's in this.
Oh, thing. Yeah, old Gossicles are bitches in it.
I remember that.
I think
I
you need to beat him up and take
person,
his money for that.
I mean, anyway, the person at the end who says the last thing on this is actually Seth Riley, who does art. And he goes, okay.
Sorry.
What?
It's
Seth's fucking awesome, and he's in Florida now. But anyway.
Everybody who loves Caustic leaves.
Everyone who loves Caustic leaves. Really, actually, that has happened a lot.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Oh, my wife just left
but
me
Sigrid,
during the
you don't
commentary.
Love Caustic.
I'm out.
My wife just left me during the commentary.
But we were
going
to plan a bachelor party.
I'm taking the dog.
All I need is
but
a dog.
But no, the point was. Story. So, yeah, so we're in this, like, fucking, like, Eagles Club, it's called. And this Eagles Club,
what
we're in front of a big light-up bingo board, because they do bingo in there. There's no PA. We're playing with a bunch of punk bands, which are nice guys. But Brian, within 3 seconds of the set starting, goes to hit the keyboard, and his keyboard stand collapses.
Yeah.
He just goes, boom, whoomp, and it's on the ground. So Brian's on the floor playing keyboards, and the lighting for this place is they turned off the back half of the lights in the room. It was such a fun gig. It was honestly one of my favorite gigs of the year because it was so
really
stupid.
I would have liked it if the bingo board could have gotten.
Yeah, we wanted to actually try and do a bingo game during the show, but they wouldn't let us access.
And the who did Bum, the intro
Chaser,
for that show?
E14. Oh, yeah, and the intro for that show
you
was
sank my battleship.
The intro for that show is actually done by the Reverend Norb from Boris the Sprinkler,
that's
who's
dope.
Like Green Bay legend for punk bands.
Indie cred.
He actually did the intro. He did was actually it was for Are You Ready to Rock, Motherfuckers. He did the entire, like, this, like, 2-minute intro.
Dude, does this song have, like, Gregorian chant, like,
kind
of going
on? Go-Go?
This is Death Rattle a Go-Go.
You're treading on my turf there, man.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're getting kind of
I'm the first
baby.
One. No, actually, I'm treading on
it's
Enigma's turf.
To innocence.
Is this an Enigma song?
Now my wife is leaving. So
Sigrid
is
just quit the band.
This is actually a song that I actually started doing as a remix for somebody. And this was all my stuff. And this is from Romeo Must Die. Or Romeo's Bleeding. Not Romeo Must Die. Romeo Must Die was a Jet Li film.
Yeah,
Romeo is Bleeding.
I was just going to say, it sound like
that
Jet
Li. Yeah. And,
it shifted.
But this is the last song that I did for the CD, and it's pretty cool.
I like this one.
And I actually originally wanted to do this as a medley, Schmitz. And I wanted to do this into not Stainless Steel Provider, into Rubber Glove Seduction by PTP.
Boone's Farm is
so
pretty
I
good.
Was. I actually wanted to do that.
Are you covering that or something?
I was gonna cover it, but I was gonna do it as a medley from this song right into Rubber Glove Seduction.
It kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, it had kind of the same feel.
I am the kitchen tip tip top. I am the kitchen clock.
Yeah, but it ended up I just ran out of time and got frustrated.
Can
so
we
I
hear the pia pia song again?
No, we're not gonna play another song just because you like it. You. Cowboy fuck. Are
I
you drinking moonshine?
What other reason do you need?
Are you drinking moonshine?
Yeah, Dan drinks water when he drinks.
I do. I drink water when I
drink.
Wow. So I can drink more.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's actually
really this
good
is the
idea.
Song that has the Wonder Chosen sample. I fucked up. I said it was.
Matt has just invalidated this commentary. Sigrid's back.
Hey, honey.
Hey, Sigrid. Nom! Nommy, nommy, nommy.
I see the cats are watching.
Man, it's really cold out there. It is.
Don't go into the
cold. We're recording this in Eric's basement studio.
We're eating Doritos and drinking Mountain Dew, and later we're gonna play D&D.
Roll to see if I'm drunk.
Can we?
Secret
awesome.
FTW.
Oh jeez.
Would it be?
And
Eric
the new
has
fourth
a
CD
edition
on the
floor
or
that
what?
Moved.
Sorry,
where'd it go?
I was actually broken the actual D&D
I just
talk
some
there.
I'm kind of crushed. How's that smell?
Like metal.
Boonalicious.
Boonalicious.
I've got these funky like 80s. Synth toms going in.
It's like toms.
Nobody
it's like
tells
Sheila
you,
E is helping me on
Matt,
it.
Matt is really devoted to Jan Hammer, and he's really
yes!
a big fan of.
I think it's Jan Hammer, motherfucker.
Or Harold Faltermeyer.
Yes, he's a
big don't forget
fan.
Harold Faltermeyer.
The Falter Hammermeyer.
Then look at your goddamn face. Sorry.
So this is Death Rattle a Go-Go, which is a song title I've had for about 20 days.
What?
I'm kind of drunk now.
20
Matt,
days?
Are you drunk?
20
Matt,
years.
Matt, are you drunk?
Are you drunk? Roll to see if I'm drunk. You failed your saving throw. You're all right. Toast.
This is probably my favorite one on the album.
This is the reason I broke up with you is a million reasons to be psychotic
Watch
Wang.
Really good.
Which was originally called Validate Me in parentheses, I'm a strong woman. Which was because I was sick and tired of hearing women say they were strong when they were just looking for attention. And I have no problem with strong women, but I hate it when people tell me they're strong.
I know a couple people like that.
I know a lot of people like
it's
that.
It's like no fear shirts for women.
But that whole opening was from, considering I get this is the question I get most on the CD.
That was beautiful, bro.
This opening sample was from the 40-Year-Old Virgin, the deluxe edition scene outtakes. So there you go.
That scene spelled SC33N.
I hate you, queer!
You know what's gonna happen is somebody's gonna
you love
this
my broken Mannheim
and
I'm
hand it over to like the movie studios.
Oh! There was. Dan Clark was just punched in the balls.
There was an actual comment.
I poked Dan in the groin.
I just got a right nut poke.
Cock punch!
That's the one that hangs lower, you bitch. Oh.
Now he's
not
hanging
anymore.
Higher.
Not anymore.
Hang him higher.
Now it's
I smell a caustic remix.
Yay.
Dan Clark cock punch mix.
But it's this coming. Was, this
yeah,
was
that one won't get released either. That'll go on the, oh, Dan, I'll put it on the bonus outtakes disc. Yeah, that was great.
I did. Yeah, that was an awesome disc.
Of which there were, what, 50?
Yeah, but they're all handmade, hand numbered, and hand drawn, and I like bled on them.
Good artist, actually.
I'm an okay artist. I was
when
originally
it comes to drawing, not musically.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I know where I'm stronger. I got into like Rhode Island school design and all these things. I was actually originally an art guy, yeah.
Really? Rhode Island.
And then I got really burned. Then I got way burnt out, and I stopped. And I started doing film, and then I got into music. And next, I'm gonna do beat poetry. I'm gonna do beat poetry.
No.
Yeah. And everybody's gonna have to clap like that.
Oh, you're beautiful.
What song are we on?
This is the reason I broke up with you. And one of the reasons you're psychotic.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm way too much of a fan to be in
this. And this is the song that the way when we do it live, I never knew how to do this live. And the fun thing about doing this live is I actually have people for the show we're at send me stories of their psychotic exes. And I read them aloud, so it comes like this spoken, wordy, weird thing.
Was Reverence the first one?
It's like beat poetry. Do you remember any good ones?
It's kind of like performance art.
It is.
Because that's what I want people to think of me as, is
a performance artist.
Yeah.
What you need to do is like strip naked and slap meat on yourself.
You do need to slap meat.
That's a good one, man.
Well, technically, during the Reverence performance, meat was getting flapped.
In particular, you need to have my
like, there were cocks flying.
There were.
What?
Oh, right. With the
porn. The porn.
Oh.
But this song is fun to do like that because I've done it three
times.
Did we
borrow that from Brian Shu?
What?
I think you did.
The porn?
Yeah,
the porn.
Very
I borrowed
few
from Brian.
Bands do you ever have this discussion. Where did we borrow the porn from?
And for that particular performance at Reverence this year, I borrowed it. Like I thought of it the morning of the show. I'm like, dude, we should do a porn show.
Sweet.
So we'd only done one other porn show, and that was the one.
It was a year ago.
That was a year ago, almost today.
Where can I get a good souvlaki?
We did the indoctrination show.
That's the number one reason to tour.
Where we had the douche get thrown on the crowd and the gay porn, and it was a fun show. And I broke a subwoofer by standing on it. I was
so
covered in lube and grime and beer and
like
soot.
Yeah, it was really weird. But it worked out well.
That was a fun show.
That was, that was such a good
show. That's a legendary costume show.
That was the rubber chicken show, too.
And I had a rubber chicken duct taped to my face at one point.
That was so great.
It was down, and I think I fucked Andrew Sega with it in the mouth or something.
What was the douche show?
That was the same show. That was Indoctrination.
And that was the same, was it the same night that we got introduced to Proburn? And it was like blown away by awesome.
Proburn played right before us.
Sweet. Super kind of nervous to go on after Prometheus Burning.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, Prometheus Burning puts on this awesome show, and we were just like, oh shit, I gotta go on after that. I'm like, we had some good bad ideas, but we needed
Ryan,
to
turn up the gay porn knob.
Yeah. And I taped
you know
gay
what
porn all over.
Like.
We had magazines. I ripped
porn
all pictures
goes
of
to 11.
I taped all the fucking pictures of this magazine
like
there too.
The
no, that was the Seattle show where we had the new kid on the block. That was the one where Tom Scheer actually introduced it and basically denounced the show.
Awesome.
Oh, this is actually me from the show at Warner Park last year for the Madison Electronic Festival where I almost threw up. I tried to drink an entire box of Franzia. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I meant on stage.
You threw up a lot.
I did. I tried to drink an entire box of Franzia wine on stage, which is a really bad idea.
I gave you that idea.
Yeah, and I almost hurled during it. And then right after the set, I really literally ran off stage, opened my mouth into a toilet, and it was just like in Stand By Me, the whole Barf-a-Rama.
Oh, the barf.
Like where people just open their mouths and just vomit flies out of their face. And the best part was some guy was behind me, like pat me on the back, like, it's gonna be okay, dude. Like it was like I was like a high school freshman puking for the first time. I'm like a fucking professional.
Between barfs, you're like, it's not gonna be okay. Fuck off.
I know, it was really
this
funny though, but that was actually from there's a live recording of it. And that was that.
Why do my headphones hurt?
This is Faceplant. This is actually the last song on the CD where we made it all this way.
My headphones hurt.
God, I hope the first.
And this has a bunch of samples from Punch Drunk Love in it, which is another movie I've actually never seen. I just got the samples.
You're probably better off for it.
Yeah, we could turn this down because it's a loud track. But this was one of the early. This and Dog Dick Ugly were the two earliest tracks from this that I came up with, and it's just straight up power noisiness.
Oh, last time I made it through a 40 plus last time.
Yeah.
It's because we ate a lot right before this.
We ate a lot before we did this.
Eric and Brian are going to discuss your Dan Clark drinking game.
What's that?
That you've been playing through.
Oh, yeah, Dan, we had a Dan Clark drinking game.
Oh, great.
It was every time you said Bizzler.
How much more can I suck?
Every time you went,
Oh, that's a common one.
Or
yeah.
when you were rolling factory style.
Yeah, yeah. factory style. Like, boy, no wonder I'm getting you guys ripped today. Yeah. You're welcome.
This is why I'm drinking beer and not anything harder.
Hey, you. Shut up.
I made it through a bottle and a half. Of
Which is really
you are
the
listening
best way
to the
to
sound of Brian getting pulled.
This is really the best way to get through a caustic scene.
It's his only comeback.
There, I did a 40.
Yay!
Right, put down a Schmitz and you can
This is actually a shorter CD than the last one, though. So.
Oh, okay. Give me that time.
The Schmitz.
And once again, you get the Seagull Killer. Just like last time.
Oh, wow. Good recall. Cool. Like a total recall.
All right, well.
2 weeks.
This is the last track. I just wanted to thank
is this
everybody.
The first one you did? Oh, sorry.
This is the first track I did for the new. This and Dog Dick Ugly were the two first ones.
Oh, you wanted to thank? You want to do a thing? I'm trying to ruin it.
You're doing all right.
I mean, I'm not trying.
I just want to thank everybody for listening.
Thank you, Matt.
This is part of the Hangover Edition, so it's the freebie that comes with the thing, and I hope you enjoyed this all. And
the Hangover Edition.
I'm working on the new CD already, which is pretty cool.
That's still on Sigrid's computer.
I'm incredibly prolific.
Sigrid's hard drive is incredibly full.
It is.
Ancient.
And I don't have much else to say. I have a lot of it backed up on CD.
Let's discuss RAID 5 solutions for backing up the caustic.
Like our original floppy. The kind that actually
Matt Finale doesn't use floppy drives. He only uses hard drives.
Okay, I think we need to add to the drinking.
I want to make everyone
anytime
drink.
Dan says hard.
Bizzler, factory style, hard. There. You all got to get loaded now.
Thank you.
When you get punched in the nuts. Which means we all got punched.
And Dan just did a great nut protect for us at home.
So anyway, this is pretty much how it always is when we hang out. But now we're just... I just threw in like three or four things. I hope people could actually understand half the conversations going on in this.
Because we can't.
Tell me a good
about my uterus.
Give me a quick caustic live story. You want to do that before?
Oh, we did a couple quick caustic live stories.
But you only got like 30 seconds.
Oh, actually, what was the best caustic live story from this year? I think might have been Infest when we had guys in big fat suits dancing for us
with Keith Baker.
Keith Baker.
Shout out to Keith Baker.
And the song's over.
But we had a big underwear fight during Pap Scraper, which
was
cool.
That was Pence.
Giant's pants thrown at us.
Well, Phil from PTI threw pants at me at the.
And we did
Ozzie
that.
Blue
well,
show.
Yeah, the yeah. KMFDM. Does that tell me what my scrotum?
Caustic was here or something. There were two of them.
Yeah, Elijah's got one. The guy who did the picture in the liner notes for Booze Up and Ride from the douche shot. He actually has a pair of... What? The song is called The End of the
Story. Did you just cut it? No, don't cut it, motherfucker.
I'm not done talking, you dick!
Dickass, I'm talking.
Penis.
That's all right.
Should I cut it?
No!
Are you still talking? You're still recording?
Yes.
Penis.
Awesome! You're a penis.
This commentary's an overtime.
All right, now you should probably cut it.
Okay.
Penis!